One housing number has been in the basement for 16 straight months. Here is what it measures. A monthly survey of homebuilders came in at 35 this month. Anything below 50 means more builders describe conditions as poor than good, and this index has now been under 40 for 16 consecutive months. That matters to people who will never buy a newly built house, for a reason worth understanding. The simple version. Each month, the National Association of Home Builders surveys its members and publishes a single number describing how builders see the market for newly built single-family homes. In August, it came in at 35, up 1 point from July. The scale is what makes 35 meaningful. Any reading over 50 means more builders view conditions as good than poor, so 50 is the pivot rather than zero. This index has now stayed under 40 for 16 consecutive months. The numbers. The NAHB/Wells Fargo Housing Market Index was 35 in August 2026, up 1 point from 34 in July, National Association of Home Builders, August 17, 2026. Scores are used to calculate a seasonally adjusted index, where any number over 50 indicates that more builders view conditions as good than poor, National Association of Home Builders. August marked the 16th consecutive month with the index below 40, and the 16th straight month in which at least 30% of builders reported cutting prices to support demand, National Association of Home Builders. The component measuring current sales conditions rose 2 points to 39. Sales expectations for the next 6 months held at 43, and prospective buyer traffic held at 23, National Association of Home Builders. On the three-month moving averages by region, the Midwest read 45 and the Northeast 44, while the South read 31 and the West 27, National Association of Home Builders. A reading of 35 sits 15 points below the neutral line of 50, and 16 months is 1 year and 4 months arithmetic. NAHB attributes the weakness to affordability pressure, rising gas and diesel prices pushing up material costs, and prospective buyers staying on the sidelines, National Association of Home Builders. What a diffusion index actually measures. Most economic numbers count things. Housing starts count houses, and the jobs report counts jobs. A diffusion index counts opinions instead, and it reports the balance between them rather than a level. That is why 50 is the pivot rather than zero. A reading of 35 does not mean the housing market is at 35% of anything. It means that among builders surveyed, those calling conditions poor substantially outnumber those calling them good. The trade-off is speed against precision. A survey can be fielded and published within weeks, so this kind of index is one of the fastest signals available and often turns before the hard data does. What it cannot tell you is magnitude, because it registers that more builders feel worse without saying how much worse. This construction is used by several closely watched indicators, including the purchasing managers' surveys. Whenever a number is described as above or below 50 rather than up or down a percentage, that is what you are looking at. The reading is a vote count rather than a measurement. Why builders matter if you rent? The obvious audience for this index is people buying newly built homes, which is a small slice of the country. The reason it reaches much further is supply. Builders decide how many homes to start based on how they read the market. 16 months of sour sentiment tends to mean fewer projects begun, and because a house takes many months to build, today's mood shows up as next year's supply. Less new supply, with demand unchanged, puts upward pressure on the price of everything already standing. That pressure does not stop at buyers. When buying is expensive or unavailable, households that would have bought keep renting, which increases competition for rental units. The link runs from a builder's confidence survey through construction volume to the rent on an apartment nobody in that survey will ever visit. The regional spread in this month's release makes the same point locally. Builders in the South and West, at 31 and 27, are reading conditions very differently from builders in the Midwest and Northeast, at 45 and 44, and those are the places where next year's supply is being decided right now. The real cost lends on a sentiment number. The practical translation is about what to expect rather than what to do, and it works through a chain worth seeing laid out. Builder sentiment below neutral, For 16 months, signals sustained reluctance to start new projects. Not a single bad month. Fewer starts today means less completed supply roughly a year out, because that is how long building takes. Constrained supply with steady demand supports prices on existing homes and through the households who keep renting on rents. None of that is a forecast, and none of it is a reason to act. It is the reason a survey of builders appears in stories about rent. The useful habit is to read a sentiment index as an early and imprecise signal rather than a measurement. It tells you which way the people making supply decisions are leaning, months before those decisions show up as houses. 50 is the neutral line, and this index has sat under 40 for 16 months. It counts opinions, not houses, and next year's supply is decided by those opinions. What this means? When a number is described as above or below 50, check whether it is a diffusion index before comparing it to anything else. It is a balance of opinion, it moves quickly, and it is not measuring a quantity. The broader point is that housing costs are set upstream of the listings anyone sees. Financing conditions shape what gets built shapes supply, and supply shapes what both buyers and renters pay. A survey of builders is one of the earliest readable points on that chain. What this is not a prediction of home prices, rents, mortgage rates, construction volume, or Federal Reserve action. This is not advice about buying, selling, renting, or timing any housing decision, and not advice about any security, fund, or homebuilder stock. This is not a claim about housing policy or about whether builders' assessments are correct, because the article reports an index and explains its construction. The National Association of Home Builders is a trade. Sources. National Association of Home Builders, NAHB/Wells Fargo Housing Market Index, the August reading, the component indexes, and the index methodology. https://www.naborg/newsandeconomics/housingeconomics/indices/housing-market-index. National Association of Home Builders, Eye on Housing, Affordability Pressures Keep Builder Confidence Low, August 17, 2026, the 16-month streak below 40, the regional 3-month moving averages and the stated causes. https://ionhousingorg/2026/08/affordability-pressures-keep-builder-confidence-low/. U.S. Census Bureau New Residential Construction. https://www.census.gov/construction/nrc/index-html. Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, Selected Interest Rates H.15. https://www.federalreservegov/releases/h15/.